There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
My talkers, it is Monday, and Lori and Julia are back in studio from their trip to LA, where they were trying to break into some AARP awards. We wanted to crash a little Amy Robach and TJ and Amy party. You guys had everything going on in LA.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe we were right around the corner from
everything's
Sharon Stone
right there.
And
I know.
The whole Oprah Winfrey and everything. Well, Hollywood is a small town.
It's teeny grand.
It really is. Yeah. Everybody does know each other that's in the business. It does seem like it, or they've at least met or have a friend of a friend. But this happened on, I think it was Saturday afternoon. The actress Annie Wershing, and the name won't mean anything to you, but when you look her up, you'll recognize her. She played this character called Julia Brasher. In Bosch,
yes. Love
and
her in Bosch.
There's, she accidentally shoots herself while returning her weapon to her holster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she had a very juicy plot line. She was in 24.
Yep.
Way back when.
But so
she was in the Vampire Diaries. She did a voice in the video game, The Last of Us.
So, yeah.
That's where a lot of people know her from, Lori.
Tess is the girl that's the Pablo's wife or girlfriend.
Yep.
That's her character in the video game. Yeah.
And so you'll, like, recognize her. And she was only 45 years old, and she died of cancer.
Yeah, sad.
And all of these different actors, Dana Delaney and the showrunners from The Vampire Diaries and The Rookie she was on.
Oh, The Rookie was...
And Titus Welliver are, like, encouraging their friends, you know, like, to go to contribute to the GoFundMe.
Well, I'm on the GoFundMe page.
She's three boys. Freddie, 12, Ozzy, 9, and Archie, 4.
Archie. So,
and she's up to $166,000, but it's really... The people, you know, when you go to her GoFundMe page, people she changed my life, you know, my mom died at a young age, you know, she was a treasure in a performance on Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
She was in Supernatural.
Yeah.
She had a little arc in Supernatural.
People will know her, but she's super young.
I do remember, yeah.
And she detected cancer in 2020 and wanted to keep private about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she apparently just lived joy.
Yeah.
You know, just wanted joy, joy, joy.
I was just like, oh, yeah, this is like a small town. Everybody like works with each other. You know, so I don't know. It just that I was just like, oh, I totally remember. I can't remember the full storyline, but I feel like as Julia, she was being pressured to say that she and Bosch had a sexual relationship that wasn't consensual to try and get some evidence that he couldn't use or something like that, you know? Like, people were, like, glad when she accidentally shot herself.
Oh.
People were mad at her character.
For that show, specifically. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's super sad.
So young, you know? That's just, ugh.
I know.
Okay, and Lori, on our chart today... It says notable passing.
Oh,
and then it says zombie news.
That's terrible.
Okay, and this is because today when we boarded our flight at 5:30 a.m., we sat next to Dr. Anna, and she is a epidemiologist and
epidemiologist.
That one.
Yep.
And a professor at the University of Wisconsin Madison, and a big darn deal in the art world.
She's a scientist.
So we were sitting next to her. And first of all,
we weren't even on the plane. And she tells me what she does. I said, I told my husband I'd wear a mask, but I don't know where there is one. She says, well, I'm an epidemiologist and a scientist. I've always got masks with me.
And she gave me one, too.
She says the boarding time is a good time to, you know, wear a mask.
Yeah, that's when I think I got mine when I boarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to her, COVID. I said, can I ask you a question? You know, because how often are you going to meet a, you know, somebody like that that knows?
Infectious disease, yeah.
A woman of science. And she's like, actually, like, people know who she is.
She's a big deal.
A big deal. And I said to her, is there any way we could get a zombie virus? Could that happen? I watched so many zombie shows during the pandemic because it comforted me that that wasn't happening.
Yes.
And so I could deal with the little corona virus bitch in a more, if I could. And she just looked at me and she burst out laughing. She said, no, that's not going to happen. It can't happen. And she said, but there is a bacteria flesh-eating virus.
Which we already know. And that's been around.
Right, but you look like a zombie if this gets a hold of you.
But we've seen bacteria flesh eating up from feet to knees, and they have to amputate.
So she said that. But I, then, you know, I was like, I wanted to know about The Last of Us. You know, like, could spores from an in, you know, can any? No,
okay.
It doesn't work.
Okay.
And I just said, Dr. Anna, thank you so much. That's what I thought. I was pretty sure.
Whew.
But I've now watched so many zombie shows.
Getting in your own head a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. And now we got this Last of Us, you know.
And I know you guys haven't seen the episode yet.
You have to tell her.
I just have to tell everybody. I'm sure the people who saw it last night.
It's on HBO.
It's on HBO. And last night they actually gave a free episode out to people who hadn't, you know, to try to get them to sign up for HBO Max. Yeah. But it might be, and Quinn, our social media guy, will agree with me on this, the best TV episode of anything I've ever seen in my entire life. And there's only maybe 10 seconds of actual zombies, so it is something
really, so I could watch it.
Really, aside from, you will watch it, you will love it.
Yeah,
every it's I can't, who has watched it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who hasn't watched it, go and watch it. It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
And to say that about that show,
to see it.
And I can't wait to talk to you about it tomorrow.
Pedro Pascal is the man.
I know, but really quickly, also last night, kind of like what happened with
what?
Say your name. The high pitch, Kate Bush, in the TV show on Stranger Things.
Yes.
How people didn't know about her song and how it came back to the top. Here's the song from Linda Ronstadt that was played during the episode last night.
Yep.
And between 11 p.m. and midnight, there was more than a 4,900% increase in the U.S. streams
of downloads
of Long, Long Time by Linda Ronstadt. So we'll listen to that.
Okay. God, her voice is so good.
It's amazing.
Wow. You hear that song, you hear the original soundtrack at the end of the episode,
oh,
and you
gosh.
Hear it also in the beginning of the episode, and the way they come together. Ha! Amazing.
All right, I'm going to watch this.
Watch it tonight, both of you, please.
It's so good. I mean, I've been hooked.
I didn't like the bugs coming out of the mouth.
There's only been three episodes.
I know, but the...
Oh, Julia. Oh, Julia.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. I love this because I feel like we are going to the most fabulous, authentic Mexican restaurant and shopping market, El Burrito Mercado, on the west side of St. Paul. If you've never been there, it's a destination.
It really is.
It's so fabulous. So they have grab-and-go deli things. So if you are wanting, if you're hosting a party or a football party, you know, Super Bowl is coming up. You know, grab and go salsas and guacamoles and then
the pulled meat
and all the
meat you
can
have and the tacos and the soft shells, and you can get dessert and, you know, rice and beans. I mean, you get a whole spread.
Right. And the grocery store and the Tres Leches cakes, which are phenomenal. And you can follow them on Instagram at El Burrito Mercado. It's a fun follow as well. But the flan, I mean, it's...
I like going there and just getting something to eat.
Yes. And Taco Tuesday, three tacos for $5 every Tuesday. El Burrito Mercado. El Burrito is the keyword at my talk for more information.
His random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a trend report, but I'm going to start it out after. I'm going to tell you, when you eat avocado toast or avocados in general, they do give you gas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Lori and I were particularly gassy last night in our hotel room. I'm just sharing this. And we're both like, what did we eat? Because we didn't have beans. We didn't have anything. And I said, I think it's the avocado. And so I just went and looked it up.
That's
so
funny.
Just beware if you're thinking...
Date night.
Date night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might not do that. Okay, so here's a couple fashion and furniture trends coming out of Beverly Hills. There was this one store, Grant, we went to on Robertson, which has a lot of designer type stores, all different kind of influence, furniture, lighting, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. And this one store literally took those plastic chairs that we get for like $9.99 at Menards mm-hmm. and they covered them with fur. So there was a bright green one. There was a bright blue one.
And you can't even call it fur. It's fake. It looks like...
It was fake. It was like
stuff.
It was like little, like stuffed animal fur.
Yeah. Yeah. It can get real matty. It can get real matted if you kind of start pushing on it.
So if you're on a budget and you want to bring those chairs indoors, which I've had to house a couple homes with lawn chair at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Bring them inside. Okay. Go to Joann Fabrics and get some of the plushy stuff and glue it on and you'll be so in vogue and just own it.
Okay.
That was funny. We laughed when we saw those, Grant.
I love it, too. That's funny.
The other thing that is coming out of Japan, it's the next trend in laziness, and we've posted this, is it's really something, Lori. It's a wearable beanbag chair.
Oh,
and I want you to look at this.
Go look at it.
You have to leave.
The color they chose is not just flattering.
No, it's like a brown. It's a gray brown. It's just really
Don't
ugly.
They try and make these types of chairs be a thing?
Well, you wear it, Lori. I've seen these comfortable beanbag chairs. They're great.
You wear it.
And you look like think of Mr. Potato Head, where you've got this big thing coming down and then your legs are just there so you can lay on your belly.
Pull it over your head like a sweater.
Okay.
They've got them for children. They've got them for middle-sized people. And they've got them for adults. They're only being sold in Japan, but when you're so tired that you can't go any further, or you're going to a friend's house who has no seating, wear your own chair. It's it's pretty funny, though.
And you remember that puffer jacket that Kylie Jenner wore?
Yes.
That looked like a body part?
Yes.
Very similar looking.
Yes, it is.
And the choice of the color of the
I gotta be honest, this looks so comfortable, though, because you're bringing your own pillow, you have your own chair, you have your own book holder, I mean your laptop holder, it's all in one.
It's like a bodysuit.
For someone who has everything. So that's happened. Marie Kondo, we all remember Marie Kondo. She was all the rage, you know, to spark joy, which is by editing out your house and minimizing everything.
I never did any of that.
Steve did. Steve was into that trend.
Does he do every fad that comes his way? Does
Pretty
he try
much.
Everything?
It's hysterical, though.
Yeah.
And really passionate about it for 4 days.
Yeah. For four hours or four
Except
days.
Except for the trees. It makes me laugh. Okay, so anywho, she
What's
now...
she doing now?
She has, admits her home is a mess now. And that she has given up sparking joy in her home because she now has three children. And she says... I was a professional tidy-upper all the time. That's all I did. But I realized now what is important to me is spending time with my children and not worrying always about the mess. So, anywho, give yourself some gentle kindness if you've gone off the Marie Kondo fad.
She is
now,
too.
Yes, Coon Rapids residents of Minnesota are outraged. They got a new neighbor in November of 2021, and it was a turkey. And
just one. There's one. There's more.
The flock came with it shortly thereafter, and the angry bird has stayed after the flock left and made a home for itself in the neighborhood. It's been terrorizing residents like Rachel Gross, who told a TV reporter, "This turkey attacks me every single day, follows me, goes up my stairs, tries to get in my house. When I leave my car, it follows me." Parents in this Coon Rapids area say their kids carry sticks when they walk to school bus stop.
My goodness.
They need to fight off these very aggressive turkeys. Calls to the natural resources have been unhelpful as residents have been advised to keep the turkey from finding food outside, and they will not relocate the bird because it will only wreak havoc on another neighborhood.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Well, why don't they relocate it to some woods?
I have no idea.
By a railroad track.
Yeah, but then it'll start, like, it'll wander eventually to someone else's backyard.
They're like, I've seen so many turkeys. I was on, what's the use that? Bailey Road, I think, the other day. All of a sudden, there's like 20 of these things walking across the road. But anyway, if you are around the turkeys, because you had a few of them in your neighborhood, I believe, you have to act like you're dominant.
Yep, 100%.
Shoot!
Yep.
Get a stick, you know.
Puff your chest back, tall.
Really
bang.
Act like a turkey.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, you know. Right. Anyway, turkey terror in Coon Rapids. It made the news.
Mm-hmm. There's a select places in the metro area where you will always find turkeys. They're always at, like, your backyard area. You've got some, this neighborhood.
I'd never seen turkeys in our backyard until they followed us home from Hawaii last year.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah. I've seen them on the railroad track.
Right. I never have seen them in my backyard either.
I've never really seen them
geese.
In the city.
I have geese in my front yard. I have deer.
Yeah. Oh, geese are flying cows.
Yeah, well.
All they do is eat and poo.
Well.
They're not fun.
They're pretty in the sky. They form. They have a nice formation.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Today, if you, hold on. Gratitude helps your attitude.
That's true.
What is happening right now? What is happening right
Lori,
now?
It's National Croissant Day. There's this grocery store right by Wherry Street called Bristol Farms in Beverly Hills that is like a designer grocery store.
Mm.
Designer. I mean, the juice, fresh juice things are $20 a pop. Everything is outrageous. So I went yesterday to try to find us some breakfast. And all they had was this croissant with turkey in it. And I bring it home for Lori because she wouldn't eat anything sweet in the morning. She only likes breakfast or dinner. And I know all your little idiosyncrasies. Yeah. So I come home with this, like, you know, $7 croissant. And she just looks at Julia. I won't eat a croissant with pressed turkey.
I don't like pressed turkey. Today I had a wrap sandwich. A Swiss and ham wrap, hold the ham.
Oh,
and then it said, please give me extra cheese. I love a cheese sandwich.
Just like the cheese. Oh, that's the cheese. But anyway, it is National Croissant Day, Lori. That's why I'm even bringing that up.
Oh, that's funny.
Are we going to talk about that Academy Museum?
Wait a minute. No, can we talk about it when we come back?
Yeah, we got five seconds
because
here.
Because we are talking about, for your consideration, the Academy Investigating
Association. Oh, yeah. We went to the new
Academy Motion Pictures.
Yeah.
Museum.
Thoughts. Wait till we come back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just talking about seeing all this different furniture on Robertson.
Well, we did do a lot of furniture window shopping.
And, you know, a lot of what we saw there, we see at Furniture Manor. And a lot of it is, you know, the soft, soft fabrics, the wide corduroy, the beautiful tones, lower to the floor, kind of some lower backs and more 60s stuff,
interesting
too.
Interesting lamp choices.
Oh, yeah.
And the mirrors and the sort of, like, I don't know how you call them when they're, like, two different sizes.
Yeah, just beautiful wall art.
Yes.
And Furniture Manor has all of this, and they are always making luxury affordable. And, you know, at Furniture Manor, everyone has a design background. So no one's going to say, well, let me just see, blah, blah, blah. What are you thinking you want that to go with? They can help you figure it out if you kind of don't know what you want. And to help you plan it, bring your measurements, bring some color swatches. They're fantastic. They have fantastic pricing. You're going to love Furniture Manor.
All right. So let's talk a little Academy. We've got two things going on. We've got Chris Conley. You know, they're covering the Oscar nomination that's raising eyebrows for Andrea Riseborough. Basically, people are feeling that Andrea Riseborough getting a nomination because of a word of mouth campaign. And, you know, we'll get to that in a second. But basically, you know, Viola Davis and or Danielle Deadweiler both got robbed for
right.
Woman King and Till, because Ana de Armas gets one of those nominations in the crap movie Blonde. And then this other gal gets the nomination. But we go to the Academy Museum.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. On Friday.
And we had bought our tickets in advance. And
that's
it's like $22 a person. Uh-huh. And we go and check in. And the gentleman at the check-in area says this to us. Okay, we've got you all checked in. You can go when you want. Anytime after this, you can go to our restaurant right here. You can walk around. And we're like, well, what are the good places to see? And he said, well, they'll all be, you know, some of the rooms are closed off, but they're clearly marked right now, so you'll be fine.
Okay?
Like, you know, you'll be able to follow along, but some areas are blocked, you know, under construction right now. But they're clearly marked. That's what he said. That's all he said. Little do we know, the main number one room with the ruby slippers and all this stuff is completely blocked off.
No.
Now, they just opened.
Yeah.
And to have this blocked off. And so it was just so funny. The areas that are you know, under construction are clearly marked. You'll be fine. Instead of, unfortunately, today, you know, you're not going to kind of be able to see our big stuff.
Color me not impressed with that place. It seems like they spent all the money on designing an ugly building, having no exhibitions, weird layabout to get around from exhibit to exhibit. Then they're like, oh, the room full of Oscars. They all look alike. This one blocked Clark Gable. This one blocked. I mean, it's just like, somebody go to Graceland and see how a museum is operated.
Here's what. So we posted on our Instagram, Grant. I don't know if you saw the pictures on Friday.
Uh-huh.
But there's a picture of a disco outfit that Lori's standing next to. And that was fun to see. It was Meryl Streep's outfit from Mamma Mia.
I know. So
teeny tiny.
But like they had like maybe 20 movie costumes total. Then they had a room with special effects, and that was kind of cool. I don't know. I just want someone from the Academy Museum to go visit Graceland and see how you do a museum.
Wouldn't hurt.
Here was what delighted me, okay? Barbara Streisand, there were two winners for Best Actress in 1969, and it was Barbara Streisand and Katherine Hepburn. They split it, okay? It was a tie. So what excited me was this letter, and they have it. It's from Barbara Streisand to Katherine Hepburn. Dear Kate, I feel I should still call you Miss Hepburn. You know, meaning you're so much older than me. Mm-hmm. How very nice of you to send me such a lovely wire. I, for one, am most honored to share this with you. But there's one question I have to ask. It's tough enough to be in the same business with you, but do you have to start singing so well? ! With much admiration, Barbara. I liked seeing that.
That's so cool.
Barbara, I'm just saying it felt donation light. Yeah. Halle Berry's dress is in this room, and it's just standing there on a dress thing, but there's not even a picture of her like...
Oh, not wearing the dress. Oh, come on. That's 101.
It is laying down on a flat thing, but
got a
Godfather room.
I liked the Godfather room.
They must have donated, but it just...
Underdelivered, which is surprising because we were very excited. I mean, I know when we first brought this up, I know Julie and I were very excited. You too, Lori?
Yes.
I thought this was the greatest thing ever. It's just their poor execution. Maybe need a new
courier. Well, we saw a couple cool things. So we saw
they didn't buy Debbie Reynolds when MGM the lot when they MGM sold. She bought the whole costume department, and she and her daughter Carrie Fisher were begging someone from the Academy. buy this stuff because once it gets split up, it's all, you know. And they could have had it for like $5 million and they couldn't get it together to buy that because she had the whole, she had amazing stuff. Amazing.
So it just feels like with Hollywood being the home of motion pictures, they should have more.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it felt, but we saw Edward Scissorhands costume.
Yeah. Yep.
And Johnny Depp was teeny tiny. Mm-hmm. We saw the Shape of Water guy. We saw Jaws.
Gary Oldman's costume from Bram Stoker's Dracula. He has huge feet.
Yes. Of course, you know, Grant, it's so predictable.
Yeah. No, they were. I was like, God, he's not that tall, and he has got some gunboats. We're talking 14, 15.
Gunboats. I've never heard the term gunboats
for feet. Yeah, the long, flat feet.
That means, that's hilarious.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
So I was going to say, how was the Star Wars?
That was it.
They were there. Okay. Yeah, that was it. Those two things.
There wasn't Yoda. You know,
was there any like lightsabers or
no? No stormtrooper. No,
nothing. Wow. Well,
it was.
Maybe you caught him on an off weekend.
Well, they told us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
it's clearly marked. Don't worry. But some of the areas are closed down.
Layout of a museum, the way it's designed.
So the they need a new courier designer.
It's a big cement building.
Yeah.
The car museum across the street looks like it could be.
Oh
amazing.
My gosh, Grant! There are some cool. That looks so cool. Oh. The car museum. We didn't have time to go into it, but there were some other big cool things. It was just.
I don't know. I just have been to you were expecting
ta-da.
A Hollywood. The Academy.
Mm-hmm. Something big.
Something great.
Yeah.
Something dazzling. So much reading. So many placards. I mean, we want visual.
Yeah.
You want to see the costumes. You want to see things.
They showed the script from
Mario Puzo.
Puzo. And the rewriting of that.
Yeah, but obviously someone has donated all of that to.
Yeah.
And they have a room. And they did have the replica of the horse head that they used when that studio executive wakes up. And that was just the stand-in. Because when they actually shot the scene, they worked with a veterinarian in Sylmar, which is a part of L.A., in the valley where a lot of people, it's horse country and stuff, they had that scene in the movie is a real horse's head. It was a horse that had to be taken down and they got permission from the owner to use it in the movie. And that is a real horse's head. But they had the stand-in head in a case.
I just sent it to Grant.
So they were setting up the shots.
Yeah, just to kind of know where it would be.
But they just needed more of all of that. You know, even the room where the 20 costumes were in, apropos of nothing. It didn't have a theme. It was Edith Head did this dress and
Dick Tracy wore this yellow jacket.
Yeah, it was really.
It just felt like it could have been better.
And then Julie got a great picture of me next to Oscar, and there's a man in the background literally digging for gold.
And I posted that on Instagram without knowing it, Lori. I didn't know he was doing it.
Julia.
I didn't know he was doing it.
Good for a Cadillac.
Yeah.
They're there. You know, one of the coolest things, though, I don't remember in years flying to L.A. in the daytime, and we flew over the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, usually we're coming in that night.
Oh, my word.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
That is just awe and wonder from above.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
Roger Freeman loves 80 for Brady.
Oh, wow.
He said, here we are, a Golden Girls-type film based on the true story of four suburban Boston ladies who were huge New England Patriot fans and mad for Tom Brady 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Does it work? Yes. If A Man Called Otto is a hit, 80 for Brady is right on target. The setup is too good to be true. Comedy with four legends, plus lots of A-plus championship football. And also, I guess the extras, Bob Balaban.
I don't know who that is.
You know who he is. He's always in Christopher Guest movies.
Okay.
Harry Hamlin, Glenn Turman. He was in, he's been in lots of things, but he was Aretha Franklin's ex-husband.
Oh.
Patton Oswalt, Billy Porter, Sarah Gilbert, but he said it's smart, it meets the audience, women will flock to it with or without husbands or boyfriends, and their dates, should they go, will be impressed with the sports aspect. Brady has nothing to apologize for in his cameo. Gronk is a hoot, of course. when he meets Fonda's Trish. It's a win-win for everyone except the 2017 Atlanta Falcons.
I'm going to take my mom to this.
Lost.
Yeah. I'm going to take my mom to this.
And stay till the end for the movie that Diane Warren writes. So he's really giving it. It opens this Friday movie. Yeah. So
perfect timing. It's the week in between the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Great time to do it. I really look forward to this movie.
I know, right?
It looks good.
But I'm glad to get, you know, Rogers' like early sneak peek. He obviously went to something this weekend. And then Madonna's biopic. Well, we're going to Hollywood speak this.
Oh,
okay?
Grant.
We're going to Hollywood speak.
Lori can't even defend Madonna anymore on this one.
She just doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, no,
that's it.
That's that she doesn't want. Not that the theater or the studio didn't.
She's done.
All right, we'll be back.
Lori and Julia here with Ann Tressler of Tressler Law. Now, Ann, we've heard that January has one of the highest rates for divorce filings than any other month of the year. And I'm wondering, is this because of the holidays, because of the new year starting? What's the deal?
I think it really is affected by the holidays. I think a lot of people who are at a difficult point in their life try to maintain status quo for the sake of the children and the family during the holidays. They get through it and they kind of say, this is kind of my last straw. I need to move on. And again, you have your New Year's resolutions, and it's the idea that now I can make those changes I need to and make a fresh start in my life.
And if some of our people listening are thinking about divorce, what should their next steps be?
Well, I really encourage people to start educating themselves. Start really gathering information and knowledge of their financial circumstances. A lot of people rely on the spouse to take care of it. Start educating yourself on that to be prepared. It'll also be more cost effective during the divorce proceeding.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
All right, honey.
All right, Julia. Apparently, drama costs money in Hollywood, and supposedly Universal Pictures spent $10 million on the Madonna biopic before shelving it.
Listen. Because
that was the studio attached.
Yeah, there was. Universal was attached
Diablo
to this.
Diablo Cody, the Oscar-winning screenwriter, attached to the first draft.
And then left.
Left, and then
before
one
it was
in.
Finished.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get along.
We never really heard why. We never heard from her.
Sure, but
they had creative differences for sure.
You just kept saying Madonna's not doing it because she's going on a world tour. She got dumped.
She doesn't have
She got dumped. It cost them $10 million. She wanted too much control, right?
Here's the quote. The studio wanted pop and fluff, quote unquote. She wanted gritty, quote unquote. So
gritty.
I'm still going to say that Madonna is not the right person to direct her biopic.
No.
That is at the end of it. And if she's convinced she wants to do this, she's going to have to put forward her money.
Yes.
Because she did $10 million, if that is a true number. Because remember, she had the dance boot camp for the actresses and
stuff. Trying to find people right for the movie. And then we heard who was the perfect was Julia.
Julia Garner.
Garner. Mm-hmm. And then we never heard Julia Garner say, I'm in.
She never agreed.
All it kept saying, she's attached to it, but yet she never said, I want to do
this. That's right.
Because if you are going all in with Madonna, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we've seen her other movies.
Well, and I guess Universal started spending money on this in 2020 because you also have to license the rights to Madonna's music to make a Madonna movie.
Wow.
So she gets some money.
Yeah.
And then the writing fee for Diablo, and there's not a final gut check moment, but I'm going to say that when they realize they're $10 million in and they still don't have a script that people are in agreement on.
Or an actress attached to it.
Right.
It's time.
Yeah. If you want to make this movie, Madonna, you're going to have to fork 100%. Up your own money, you and Gaia Siri.
Maybe she's going on tour to get some money to do so.
She has plenty of money. She really does. Okay. Andrew Hsu's son this weekend posted a daddy picture of their dad? No, he posted a gif of Fallon saying, let's just move on, like an hour after Amy Robach and TJ Holmes paparazzi pictures hit the Daily Mail.
Right. And
let's just move on.
Is Amy Robach's ex-husband.
Yes.
Those kids are never going to want anything to do with their stepmom.
No. Ever. What do you suppose ABC meant when they said after several productive conversations with Amy and TJ about different options, we all agreed it's best that they move on from ABC? Hollywood speak that for me.
Well, we tried to tell Amy she was crazy to hitch her coattails to this guy who we're going to fire anyway because mm-hmm. she's blowing up her $10 million career. She couldn't understand that and doesn't see through it. And he's got her hoodwinked and they're all in. And we tried to save her.
Okay, is that what that is?
We After tried to save her.
Productive
we tried to save Amy, but we couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Brandy Glanville was kicked off of The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, which is filming right now, season four.
Yep.
Following a fight with Caroline Manzo and the fact that she tried to kiss Caroline without her permission. What in the hell is going on?
Brandy Glanville drinks too much. Mm. She's always trying to cause a controversy. She's just a loose cannon, Lori. You can never... She's funny, she's entertaining, she's all that, but also, she offends people.
Why does she think and that she can
like
kiss
Caroline Manzo would want to be kissed by Brandy Glanville? These people are opposite... ends of the world.
Right.
I mean, they really, one's North Pole and one is South Pole. These two have nothing in common. And for Brandy Glanville, because she just likes to be provocative and she likes to get headlines, she just doesn't have any boundaries.
Yeah, I guess.
And she drinks too much. Mm-hmm. And when you drink too much and you have cameras following you all the time and you don't have boundaries or care, crap's going to happen.
Apparently, she gave Caroline several unwanted smooches.
I would be so pissed. I'd be like, get off of me.
Yeah.
Because Caroline Manzo is a no-nonsense woman.
Very much so.
And that's kind of why we liked her, because she doesn't put up with BS. And Brandy is all BS. You can see where this would blow up. Caroline Manzo also left. She was so outraged.
Oh, she was.
Yeah,
oh,
this dear. Whole thing. Yeah. And then how about this one? Bravo was lost interest in Roni legacy as contract talks stall over money. Real Housewives of New York's legacy.
Okay, so the legacy is the one with the New York Housewives, the original cast.
Kelly Bensimone, Luann de Lesseps, Sonia Morgan, Jill Zarin, Dorinda Medley.
I guess, you know what, I guess if the women are playing like they want like some real... serious money, like $1 million, like get paid like Bethany, did her last couple of seasons. I could see Bravo say no because they've got these other younger women ready to do New York regular. What do they need with these ladies are not being smart. They should negotiate as a group.
Well,
together. And not, you know.
And you like the legacy.
Well, we haven't never had it. It was a way of dumping the Real Housewives of New York and recasting it because that last season was so disastrous.
Ugh.
You know, and the short list is Kelly Bensimone, Luann, Sonia, Jill Zarin, and Dorinda. And apparently they wanted Tinsley, but she's back in her socialite life in Palm Beach and she's not interested.
I wouldn't be here if I was her.
So anyway, but they're only promising on Bravo's side. I can see where they're only promising the ladies 4 episodes, which really, that's a buried the lead there. They get
we're going to give you a talk show on My Talk, and you can do one segment,
right?
But we need 20 more a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, funny. I guess I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the appetite? I mean. That was fun watching that other one when the Real Housewives went on that trip last year, the group.
Oh, yeah, the Ultimate Girls mm-hmm. trip. Yeah, that even the fun. One to Greystone Manor and the creepy attic and sitting up there.
It was still fun.
But we've only seen two. We had the Turks and Caicos and they've been dragging. We haven't seen 3. It's filmed and 4 is being filmed in Morocco.
Right.
Taking a page out of Sex in the City.
Totally. Totally.
How was Michael B. Jordan on SNL? Did you catch any of it?
I caught the last half of it, and he's always just stunning to look at, but he's great. It was fun. It was funny. I caught probably the last 25 minutes of it, but he was good. He was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
I'm sure he was popular at the after party.
Oh, God.
He's very single, you know, since he and Lori Harvey broke up.
Yeah.
He tells everyone he's on Rhea and good luck.
Well, no, that was in his, in his monologue.
He's very single.
He said
single.
Something anyway, Estoy en Rhea or something like that. I'm here, Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just in his little monologue that he did that. But we haven't, and we don't really think of Michael B. Jordan for comedy.
No, but obviously it's SNL, and he was out of his element, and he did very...
They need to keep doing that NFL Fox.
That was the funniest thing we've ever seen.
They could do that a couple more times before the whole Super...
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Take advantage of that.
Absolutely. They did a fun... Fox did, I think it was a week ago or so, they did a parody on the Real Housewives of the NFL, but it was all the playoff teams dressed up as housewives.
Oh, that's funny.
And they tied it into you know, when the one lady flipped the table?
Yeah.
That was one of the teams that just lost, you know. So they did this really, the NFL did a really cool job of tying in Real Housewives and the playoff team. So,
all right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.